I can see, though, that I suppose there's still uncertainty. There's still the farmers that I represent are still uncertain, and I don't know how between if the deadline is for tomorrow for the submissions tomorrow. Can something? I don't know if something can be addressed tonight, because there is, I suppose, there's, and I know that you've only taken over in your own brief, and but is there some way that there will be full kind of guarantee that people are, you know, that people are, I suppose, that they're not feeling that they're going to be putting into something that they can't reverse? And I think I know the concerns was that if there, you know, it's about the appeals process. There's no kind of guarantee or clarity around that, and if there could be some clarity around if people want to make an appeal, could there be more clarity around that?
There will be an appeals mechanism, but most farmers won't need to appeal this. This won't change their day-to-day activity. This doesn't have the change that's there. And in relation to the confusion that's there, I can understand why it's there. I understand how scared people are and concerned they are around nature restoration, around land designation. This isn't that. Gate 2 is not that. It is a baseline conditionality of just a single farm payment when you're applying for that. And in relation to consultation, my department consulted with the relevant stakeholders on proposed standards and with the NGOs, but also we have, once approval of the standard was received from the Commission, we wrote out to farmers straight away. My department has provided direct information to the farm advisory services, because obviously most farmers are putting in this application in consultation with their advisors, so those advisors have been briefed, and we had meetings with the public and private advisory service to ensure that requirements are fully understood, and my officials have attended a number of public meetings as well where concerns were raised from that, and my department officials continue to obviously attend those local meetings, and we will continue to answer farmers' questions as they've come to. And as I outlined already, and if I finish on this point, go here, look, the standard will have minimal impact on the day-to-day operations of farms beyond what is already legally required anyway. In conclusion, there is no opportunity to further delay the introduction of GAEC 2. To do so would put us in breach with no defendable case with the Commission, and would lead us open to very significant fines that would come out of the pot of money I have to support farmers. So I can't let that happen, because then I'm going to have less money to support our farmers on a day-to-day basis, and I can't let that happen. So I would like to reassure farmers that their concerns around GAEC 2, there won't be farmers down the line facing loads of fines on this, because the day-to-day activity will not change.